KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, it's clear and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly clear this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 58 with winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There is still a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. today for Cass and most of our surrounding counties, with the exception of Shelby and Harrison. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council met Wednesday evening, and during their session, Mayor Dave Jones signed an Arbor Day proclamation in honor of the city being designated as a Tree City USA. Local Tree City volunteer Dolly Bergman said this is the 25th year for the notable designation. Every year, with the exception of 2020, which was, of course, the COVID year, she has presented the city with the award.
Most of you already know, of course, one of the things that we need to do to become a Tree City USA city, we need to sign the Arbor Day proclamation. The other three requirements are there's a tree board, a tree care ordinance, and we have to have spent during the year at least $2 per capita. And we've done that all along, except, of course, we didn't do anything last year.
Atlantic is one of more than 3,500 communities from across the country to have been awarded a Tree City USA designation. Bergman said because of COVID last year, she received permission from Alliant Energy to move the planting of trees from 2020 to 2021 as part of Alliant's Branching Out grant.
It's a grant in the value of $3,600. So that'll be taken care of later. We haven't set any dates yet, so we'll just kind of play that by ear, see how the weather goes here. Okay.
And as we previously mentioned, there are vouchers available with a value of $30 for the cost of a tree that can be obtained at Pimosa Farms north of Atlantic. There are a limited number of vouchers available, Dolly said. First come, first serve basis, and one voucher per household. Now, Pimosa Farms is located at 50979 Buck Creek Road in Atlantic, but Bergman strongly suggests calling owner Tim Rivas at 402-659-1213 before driving out to the farm to ensure that someone is available there to help you. She said also an Arbor Day tree will be planted the afternoon of April 30th at the Schuler Elementary School in Atlantic with the help of fourth graders. In other business, the Atlantic City Council held public hearings on several matters and approved all of the related resolutions or ordinances, including adopting the fiscal year 2022 budget, a resolution agreeing to apply for financial assistance from USDA Rural Development to finance the purchase of equipment and improvements necessary for the Atlantic Animal Shelter. They also passed the second reading of an ordinance ordering snow removal from sidewalks within 24 hours. The reading passed by a vote of 4-1 with Councilman Pat McCurdy voting no. McCurdy has several rental properties and doesn't feel the 24-hour time frame for removal of snow is reasonable. He would prefer 48 hours. As it stands now, the city allows 72 hours from the time the snow ceases to fall before sidewalks must be cleared. A vote on the second reading of an ordinance also requiring vehicles to be removed from streets within 24 hours of a snowfall passed by a vote of 4-1, with again McCurdy voting in opposition for the reason he mentioned above. And the council passed by a vote of 5-0 a resolution setting the council's meeting on May the 5th at 5:30 p.m. as the date for a public hearing on the sale of real estate in Atlantic. The city has agreed to sell the lot at 211 West 6th Street for $1 to Jeff Pross, who intends to buy a home, or rather build a home, on that site. As part of the agreement, the city offers prospective property buyers an incentive plan. City Administrator John Lund said part of that plan includes purchasing a city-owned lot for $1, as Pross has done, if the home will be valued at $100,000 or more.
And if they do build the house, they can get a $5,000 grant to purchase a variety of things for the house, as long as they buy it locally. Yeah. And if they're a veteran, they could get $10,000 in down payment assistance.
Yeah.
And tax abatement.
The tax abatement is for 3 years at 100% if the house is located north of 14th Street. The stipulation is also that the property buyer must live in Atlantic and not sublease or rent the house. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are moving closer to holding a public hearing on the construction of solar energy farms. During Wednesday's meeting, the board approved various tweaks and or additions to the current draft version of an ordinance drawn up by Adair County Attorney Melissa Larson. They'll meet again at 8:15 a.m. Friday to discuss a utility-scale solar energy system ordinance and set the date for a public hearing along with approval of publication with regard to the same ordinance. Some of the clauses that were added to the ordinance include those pertaining to eminent domain, permit fees, and an option to appeal. County Engineer Nick Kaufman presented for the board's approval the contract for awarding of a bridge project, that's N34 Richland Road, to a bridge to a Herberger Construction Company Incorporated out of Indianola. Their bid of nearly $544,978, was well below the engineer's estimated cost of $570,000. Kaufman said there were four bidders for the project. He recommended and the board approved an awarding of the contract to Herberger Construction. They also approved the renewal of a five-year agreement with Pitney Bowes for a postage meter rental. Police in Creston Tuesday afternoon arrested a man on an assault charge. Authorities say 25-year-old Malik Lambert of Creston was taken into custody on a Taylor County warrant for assault, causing serious injury. Lambert was transferred to the custody of authorities in Taylor County. That's a check of the news on KJAN. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.